to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
617-931-1234. Again, what are you getting into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. We're going to hopefully play some golf this afternoon on the Cape, Kennedy.
Lovely.
We go to this wonderful par 3 called Holly Ridge. We walk the course. We lose a lot of golf balls, but we laugh a lot.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
And then this is a big weekend for Barrett because Sunday we drop him off at Camp Burgess in Hayward on the Cape. It's the YMCA camp. He will be gone for two glorious weeks. It is an overnight camp. This is the one where we're not allowed to talk to him, no devices, that we never got a letter. Remember?
Oh, you had a meltdown last summer.
Are you are you over that this year?
That's fine. I don't care.
That's what I thought.
I'm good.
100%.
He's like, if he calls me at all in two weeks, I'll be furious.
Leave me alone. We're actually going to see him in the middle of it because we have to pick him up. He's playing in that all-star game for the Mass Youth Lacrosse State thing.
Oh, that's right.
So that'll happen next weekend. So we'll have to pick him up on Saturday morning of next weekend and bring him back and then take him back again. But he's super pumped. This is his thing. I mean, just imagine.
Yeah, getting away from you for 2 weeks. 100%.
2 weeks. At a summer camp and doing all of the things that you do at summer camp. So we're super excited.
That's awesome.
It should be a lot of fun. Let's grab Jennifer from North Borough. There is a celebration happening for her mom. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yep, it was her birthday this week. So we're headed down to the Cape tonight. And then tomorrow we're doing one of those sunset cruises out of Hyannis.
Ooh, that's lovely.
I love that. Hey, do you want to meet over we'll meet over at Craigville Beach. I can teach you how to skimboard there.
No, don't do it.
Excellent skimboarder.
Yes. I've already broken my pinky toes. Let's not break my big toe.
What's your mom's name?
Jenny.
All right.
Have so much fun.
Have a great time, Jenny. That's good. Loretta is from Lowell. And this is like happy and also kind of sad because it signifies we're getting towards the end of the summer. Tell everybody what you're doing this weekend, Loretta.
I am setting up my classroom. It's my 31st year teaching.
Well, thank you for what you have done for 31 years worth of kids who are now probably married with kids of their own.
They are.
Have you had any kids come through that were, kids of kids that you had when they were younger?
So I am starting to see, I teach middle school, so I'm starting to see some of the kids in the elementary of students that I had in the past.
Oh, wow. Do you ever bump into any of your old students in the wild, and they're like, oh, my God, Miss Loretta?
Yes. No, seriously. Like, they invite me to their wedding. I babysit now for somebody who was in my classroom.
How many more years are you going to teach, my friend?
Probably another, I don't know, I can't retire. I get no money.
Relatable content. I'll be doing this until they make me stop.
I'm going to die in these chairs, Loretta.
Pretty much.
Well, thank you so much for what you do. It's so important.
Yeah, that is awesome.
I love it. I love the middle school.
Eighth grade. Have fun.
You are
up
wild.
The classroom. Yeah, Barrett's going into eighth grade, Kennedy.
I would never. Good
All
night.
Right, let's get Rachel from Billerica. Billerica, yes. She wanted to say something about the Pan Mass Challenge Riders this weekend. What do you want to say, Rachel?
Yeah, hi, everybody. Thanks for having me on. I want to wish luck to the 4,000 riders for this weekend's Pan Mass Challenge.
Let's go.
Some people are riding up to over 200 miles over a couple of days. My husband and my 15-year-old son, they're riding 100 miles. They've raised over $6,000, and I couldn't be more proud of them. But the Pan Mass Challenge itself has hit $1 billion in fundraising this year, and 100% of it goes to Dana-Farber Cancer Research.
Wow.
And so it's just amazing what these riders do to support this important cause.
And what is your husband and son's name?
Art and Jason.
Art and Jason. Congratulations,
go get them,
boys.
Fellas.
How do they feel after they ride 100 miles? Like, what's the next day like?
It's sore.
You got a sore ass, Dan.
You know where.
I'm going to clip just that part.
Thanks, Rachel. We have Christine. Christine, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, I got two things going on. On Saturday, we're celebrating my daughter's 24th birthday.
Congratulations.
Her birthday's actually Sunday, but I can't celebrate it Sunday because my sister and I are leaving on a cruise to Nova Scotia on Sunday.
Get out.
No, it should be a lot of fun.
How many days?
It's a 7-day cruise. It goes from Boston to Nova Scotia and back.
And what are you going to see?
One of the things we're seeing is the Anne of Green Gables site, where the story was based.
That's interesting.
So we're looking forward to that. The other two stops, we're just going to go and see the city.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Well, safe travels to you, my friend.
Have lots of poutine on the boat.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I plan on it. That's the one thing I'm looking forward to is poutine.
Have a great weekend and safe travels.
All right, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.